special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. Today I have a guest who will be on the show, Jeremy from Kentucky. He's, of course, a host on RBN, and he also does the Jeremy and Patrick show, and he's been on quite a number of shows, actually. We have you on the line, right, Jeremy?
Yeah, right here, Chris, still doing my homework on the prep, so I'm ready to go.
All right, cool. All right, awesome. So, yeah, it's good to have Jeremy on the show. I was on his show last week, and we had a good time. So I figured we would continue on and discuss some solutions in regards to banking, the banking system, and just generally what's going on with our nation today, current events, anything that comes up that is appropriate. And it's your show as much as it is my show, so please feel free to call in as well. Let me get you the number to the show. My computer is being funky here. While I do that, I'll read that off to you in a moment here. I'm just going to get into a daily devotion, which is something I like to do on my show to get started and just get centered here with the Word of God. Today is July 15th on the Gregorian calendar, of course. So take that with a grain of salt. But we say it's July 15th, 2023. So it is. Do not worry about tomorrow. This is not a suggestion, but a command. I divided time into days and nights so that you would have manageable portions of life to handle. My grace is sufficient for you, but its sufficiency is for only one day at a time. When you worry about the future, you heap day upon day of troubles onto your flimsy frame. You stagger under this heavy load, which I never intended you to carry. Throw off this oppressive burden with one quick thrust of trust. Anxious thoughts meander about and crisscross in your brain. But trusting me brings you directly into my presence. As you thus affirm your faith, shackles of worry fall off instantly. Enjoy my presence continually by trusting me at all times, by trusting God. And those, the devotion was taken from scriptures, Matthew chapter 6, 34, 2 Corinthians 12:9, and Psalm 62, verse 8. So, banking. We have now digital currency, of course, coming out, as they just didn't get enough by fleecing us regularly with their fiat banking system through the Federal Reserve. So that wasn't even enough. Now we're going to digital currency, so they can fleece us even further without us really being none the wiser. And creating money out of thin air has just been par for the course for these thieves. And I think Jeremy and I have both kind of narrowed down and deduced who the enemy is, what they're about, and how they do it. And that's a we'd like to get into today. Last week on the show, I was reading from the Informer's article, if you will, piece that he wrote called Hamilton's True Identity, which, of course, gave you a little look into who Alexander Hamilton really was, which was really Alexander Levine. He comes from a mulatto background, or he is mulatto because his parentage. He was from Rachel Fawcett and John Michael Levine, his parents. So actually his mother was mulatto. I thought she was full black. So Alex was stigmatized as a bastard rather than acknowledge his Negro and Jewish ancestry. And then he, of course, made his way up into the world, was groomed to his position as a Rothschild agent into the fledgling American colony. And what really happened with all that was when we thought we won our independence, actually what happened is America just joined the British crown in their commercial endeavor and made a deal. It was, if you can't beat them, join them, that type of thing. That's what really happened. And then we have this lovely banking system in place now. Ever since the Federal Reserve in 1913, they abolished the United States Treasury in 1921. And since then, the actual, who you would think is the U.S., you know, Secretary of Treasury, is actually the governor of the International Monetary Fund, and they run what's called a Department of Treasury, which is really just a facade, you know, to make the whole gig keep going on like we're actually doing things constitutional here. So that's what's going on. And as I mentioned, we will take your calls as well, so please feel free to call in. I'm going to take your call. Thank you. I know we have a caller holding right now. But before we do that, real quick, if you would, Jeremy, just let us know a little bit about who you are for my audience. I'm sure many and most are actually already familiar with you, but for those that don't, who are you, Jeremy?
So, I was red-pilled like a lot of people during the Trump campaign. Say what you will about Trump, but that whole campaign and presidency did wake a lot of people up. I think, and so I started listening to Stormfront with Don Black, and I started listening to David Duke, and I became a regular caller on Stormfront. So when Patrick Slattery, who's David Duke's basically sidekick for the last decade, when Patrick started his show on RBN, I would call in. And a lot of times we would have conversations that lasted the entire show. And so we would make the joke. I'm like, wow, if we keep this up, we're going to have to start calling this the Patrick and Jeremy Show instead of National Bugle Radio. And, you know, so he started having me on as a regular guest, and we called it Patrick and Jeremy. So then I got my show in October of 2020, back when the great late John Stadtmiller was still running the ship. He gave me a show, and so we kept the Patrick and Jeremy Show going. You know, it airs Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Central, and Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central. And, it's a two-part thing. And we just kept it up. And that's sort of the origin of how I got red-pilled and into radio. And I mentioned Trump. You know, I'm of the opinion that Trump is supported and controlled by a right-wing faction of Jewish power that's best represented by Stephen Steinlight. And if you're not familiar, it's a very telling article. If you want to pull up Center of Immigration Studies in 2021 October, the Jew Steinlight wrote a piece called The Jewish Stake in the Changing Demography of America, in the demographics. Steinlight's whole platform, number one, in the article, he openly admits that Jews have controlled immigration since 1965. And he makes an appeal to his fellow Jews that we need to get immigration under control and limit it down to a trickle, because he foresaw a time when, number one, as the browning of America occurred, you would get a white lash, right? And then number two, these immigrants that come in are going to be largely Muslim, and they're not going to be sympathetic to the Jews, and they need time to brainwash these immigrants. So if you look at the whole Trump campaign, Trump's, his platform matched exactly, Steinlight's. And you had the Jew Stephen Miller, who wrote most all of Trump's speeches, and who was, I would argue, the brains behind that. Stephen Miller, by the way, went to Duke University with Richard Spencer, and both of those men were on anti-immigration protests. They took part in that in Duke. So again, you see this theme of the alt-right. The alt-right emerged about 10 years ago. You had TRS coming on board, the Daily Stormer, and a lot of these things, people have argued, are controlled in some way or another by Jews. Not all of them. Not everybody's a player, but for sure Trump was. And so the whole Trump phenomenon was basically about corralling white people and keeping them from lashing out at the system, to placate them. And of course, you had the left-wing faction of Jews represented by Hillary Clinton, the Bidens, Obama, that pushed back on this. So Jews aren't this monolith. There's disagreements within the Jewish power structure. They try to do what's best for the Jews and best for Israel, but they don't always agree. And I think you see this conflict play out between Trump and, what they would call the establishment. And then you've got your more right-wing controlled opposition, like Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson. Their job was to bring white people to the brink and satisfy their energy and their white people's that white lash we were talking about. But then detour them from going to Jewish power at the last minute. So that's sort of the purpose of them. So anyway, that's sort of how, I've viewed things, how I got red-pilled, and the way that I see Jewish power is two factions that are always on the same page when it comes to respect for the Jews. They don't always agree on the correct method of going about that, similar to the Pharisees and Sadducees. You kind of see this playing out throughout history, capitalism and communism, right? They seem to oppose each other, but really they're on the same page. And to get to your original point of banking, we can see the same thing, with the bankers. And I read that article in Alexander Hamilton that was very red-pilling. And I've heard this research before. I think Fascination did a whole show on Hamilton and how he was, the son of a Jewish man. It's interesting, just for kicks and gigs, I pulled up the wiki on Hamilton, and it says that his mother was half British and half French Huguenot, which is a sect of Calvinism. So they refer to her religion rather than her ethnicity. They don't cover that in the article, as we know, Wikipedia is not going to give you the truth. But it's always interesting to look that up and see. But back to the whole founding of America, I quote Mather Biles a lot. He said, which is better, to be ruled by one tyrant 3,000 miles away or 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away? So, I see the whole American Revolution as just a power grab. And of course, there were prominent Jewish people in the elites that were backing this, Hamilton being one.
Oh yeah. I don't know if we just cut out there, but I'm actually going to take the first call. We have a caller holding right now, and give you your word on the show today. Timothy in Washington State is calling in. What's on your mind, Tim?
Yeah, Chris, you always got a great show. You're a must-listen to, just like Jeremy. I listen to Jeremy at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the West Coast. And you guys got must-listen-to shows. And this is not about banking, and this is only like a 1-2-minute call, so I don't want to derail where you're actually headed. And just on a political note, when I'm taking a look at what Tucker Carlson is doing, what he did to Tim Scott, especially what he did to Mike Pence, the American people are not of my concern. I mean, I'm starting to think that Tucker Carlson is the assassin of President Trump. I think he's been sent out, and he'll ultimately end up a VP. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. I got two biblical literalists on the radio right now, and it's perfect chemicals for what I just want. And I don't want you to go deep into it, just a minute or so. But both of you basically believe in the inherent literal word of God as far as the Bible, which I used to. But because of the Mandela effect and seeing all the different changes, I've kind of changed up on it. But especially to Jeremy, so he really believes that it is the inherent word of God. And if he were to believe that, then he's got to come in line with over, I think it's close to 400 direct scriptures that talk about the flat earth. And I don't want this to be a flat earth. I'm talking about biblical context, as well as almost 4,000, which are indirectly linked to a flat earth. But let's talk about the 66 books was actually, I think, 86. 20 have been pulled out, Chris. I think you probably know the name of them. Jeremy probably knows the name of them. I can't think of it. It's the Catholics still hold them.
The Apocrypha?
And then there's also... That's it. Yeah, that's it. And then finally, before I let you all go and discuss, biblical, what I'm trying to get to my point, is that Jesus actually, he quoted 5 times into other books that are actually not in the Bible right now, the King James Version. So can you actually talk about the books that have not been put, including Enoch? I think Jesus actually quoted Enoch out of the book of Enoch. Can you talk about the books that are not in? And then, Jeremy, if you're a biblical literalist, are you a flat earther? And I'll take my answer off the air. Always a great show. God bless both of you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tim. And I will go over to you, Jeremy.
I'm going to get caught by the break, so I'll listen for the music, but continue on the other side. A lot there. So I believe that God is sovereign, that the being, the supreme being that created all matter is sovereign, and he has preserved his word. So that even though you have different translations and maybe some of the Apocrypha was taken out, like the Bible that we have today, I believe is the Bible that God has ordained for us to have. I hold to the King James, which comes from the Byzantium text. That was the text that was preserved by our Greek Christian forefathers. These Greeks came into Europe after the Ottoman Empire took over Constantinople. And the Greek Christians bumped heads with the European Christians like Wycliffe and Tyndale. And they came up with a superior translation, which was first printed on the Gutenberg's printing press, and eventually made it into what's known as the King James Version. So I will address those books that are left out, but first of all, God...
Let's go. We're going to the break. We'll take it right after the break, Jeremy. Be right back. Shut up. Do not attempt...
I am so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. I have my guest on, Jeremy from Kentucky, and he was speaking before the break, and I will let him continue on about his thoughts on what the first caller had to say, which was a very loaded first call, but we got 2 hours. We'll take it, and then we'll get back to banking.
I'll try to give you the best answer that I can for the caller and condensed. So I believe that God sovereignly has preserved his word. There are different translations. There are different texts. The main two texts are, of course, you've got the one out of Alexandria, which were, you know, Egyptians. They didn't speak Greek. You didn't have as well of a preserved text. All right, so the Byzantium text is superior. Because those were Greek-speaking Christians, they preserved the New Testament, which has over 5,000 original manuscripts. And when you compare all these manuscripts, you get a complete text, right? In other words, there may be hundreds of them that leave out certain words, but when you put them all together, you get a complete text. So God in his sovereignty, in spite of human error, has preserved his word. And that's why I hold with the King James, because it's based on the Byzantium text. And you read from another translation, Chris, but you're still getting the same message, even though it's a different translation. That's how God preserves his word. Now, regarding the Apocrypha, the Westminster Council in the mid-1600s, they excluded the Apocrypha. The Apocrypha was included in the 1611 King James, but it was not included in the 1769 Cambridge version, which is the version of the King James that most people read, because that 1611 had a lot of old Germanic words. All right. So the Apocrypha, I think they're interesting historical books. I think they're works of fiction. And the reason I think God sovereignly moved his men that were under his sovereign control to exclude these books, all right, like the Maccabees, interesting books, great history on, you know, Antiochus Epiphanes and his putting down Israel and trying to basically get rid of God's people. You know, the Greek general that took power in the Middle East and right around 250 BC. So it's good historical books, but it's not inspired scripture. So I do not regard the Apocrypha as scripture, but rather as interesting historical books. As far as flat earth, I'm agnostic. You can go to Isaiah 40:22 and you can read about the circle of the earth, right? God sits over the circle of the earth. That was translated sphere way later. I think it was in the 17th or 18th century. So to me, it doesn't matter whether the earth is flat or round. It doesn't affect my political take, or most especially, it doesn't affect my faith in God. And there's a great argument for flat earth. It all comes down to this. If the earth is curved the way they say, help me out, Chris. What is it? It's got to drop for every mile. You got to drop like 8 inches.
8 inches squared. Yeah.
So you can't see that curvature. And so the answer of the spherical earth is, well, it's an illusion. It's a mirage. So, I mean, that to me is what the flat earth boils down to. And I read a great book on it. One of the RBN hosts was a flat earther, and he came on before me, Steve Austin. He wrote a great book. What was it? Lucifer's Tale, Morningstar's Tale. He put all those arguments out there. So to me, I wouldn't argue with anybody over the shape of the earth. And if it's flat, it's flat. So right. That's sort of my take on the whole thing. Kick it back to you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't want to derail the show into it being a flat earth show. And it seems to come up a lot from the listeners. So I might have to just dedicate a show in the future to it and just bang it out. But just so everybody knows, and most of my listeners probably already know, I tend to believe the earth is flat. But I do agree with your sentiment on it, that, you know, regardless, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You know, I'd be man enough to admit it if that came to be. But it doesn't change what I believe in regards to God, in regards to, you know, family, our blood, what we're supposed to be doing, the truth, so on and so forth. But I do believe that scripture does sort of solidify and corroborate my belief. But again, you know, I tend to believe in your sentiment, Jeremy, that, hey, if it's flat, it's flat. If it isn't, it isn't. We're still going to go on and be doing exactly what we're doing otherwise. So I agree with you there.
I think we can all agree that the moon landing was fake. I mean, that's so obvious. The boomers love their moon landing, don't they?
Yeah, that's quite ridiculous.
I got one more comment on the Apocrypha. I read the Book of Enoch. It's fascinating, but it reads like the Iliad and the Odyssey. And the Book of Enoch goes back to 250 BC when you had the Septuagint, which was the Greek translation of the Old Testament. Probably a Greek writer read Genesis 6, and he's like, whoa, what's up with the sons of God mating with women? We need to learn more about that. I think the Book of Enoch is a fictional account by a Greek author of what happened in Genesis 6. So there's my take on that.
All right. Well, I mean, I disagree with you there, but that's not going to be the basis of the show. We do have a commercial break, and then we will jump right back into it, Jeremy. Stay tuned, guys.
Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agent, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
We are back. You're still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm your host, Chris Switzer, and I also have a guest on the show today, Jeremy from Kentucky, and he's on, of course, In Plain Sight. He has his own show. You have the Patrick and Jeremy show with Patrick Slattery, so I'm sure most of you are familiar with him already. But we are just having a pretty much free dialogue on current events, what's going on in the world today, and, of course, banking. And we do have a caller holding, so we will take the call. Patrick in Texas, you're on the air.
Thank you much. Jeremy, you can't serve two masters. Either it's going to be politics or it's going to have to be the Bible. You know, unless you become one of the black robe regiment and actually try to like a colonist and rally the people. The guy was speaking about the flat earth issue. I don't think that's correct. You know, a lot of archaeologists have looked at all these things, and it's like they 300 put up the mountain in Persia, they have the what would be similar to the Rosetta Stone, where they deciphered what we call the Gemara, where the Assyrians took the Israelites into captivity. They were called the Gemara, and that translates into Saka, and the Greeks call them Scipians. And of course, that brings us up to date with how that went. That's just archaeology. There's another a bunch of archaeologists that are looking at things like the they got all the artifacts all over the earth, and they've deciphered those and realized it's all about mathematics and math. What he called geomathematics, where the actual dimensions, oddly enough, like Stonehenge, the pyramids in Giza, all the other Aztec and the Teotihuacan in Mexico, they all used the English foot for measurement. Oddly enough, and it just seems bizarre, it's such a modern English foot, and and that all breaks down when you take it out to 10 digits in measurement, it will give you the exact location of their on the earth and through the longitude and latitude in minutes and seconds, precisely 10 digits, perfect. And once you learn that technique, they all of them sync with each other and they're all speaking to each other. It's like Panther Mountain, Florida, speaks to the pyramid, the cat of the Sphinx, and all in the head to head was like the face on Mars. You know, is also speaks with the Poverty Point, 1 mile long face, or some of these other ones, the Old Man on the Mountain. And whenever you measure them, the ones on Mars too, you measure it all breaks down to mathematics. What we call geomathematics, and it's exact. You can't make a mistake. It's unique and specific mathematics. And so that's using archaeology to bring forward. And I don't want to bring it there. I'm just saying, whoever designed this, and just like Richard Hoagland, who worked for NASA, he said it's exquisite. It's perfect. There's no doubt. This was not some random act. This is an exact design. And it all boils down to the English foot, which goes back to Stonehenge, and it seems to be that is the main point. They're not just a bunch of weird, shepherds or Mayans. No, somebody had a master plan, and I'm gonna drop it back right there. I went too far, but I'm just saying, there ain't no round earth. This has been well thought out, way in advance. Over to y'all. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate the call. And again, I'm going to do a whole show on flat Earth in the future. Obviously, it's a topic people want to talk about, but it really needs its own show. So I will just say this. I've been up in the sky in an airplane. I haven't seen the curve myself, the curvature. I haven't. And if you look at all the manuals from like academia, government, large corporations and industrial types that actually make submarines or aeroplanes and stuff like that, they base all of their manuals on a flat Earth model, a flat plane. Okay. And all their instruments work that way as well. That's all. But other than that, we will have to, give a whole show to the flat Earth. And Richard Hoagland, I don't put a whole lot of stock into that man. I bought his book, The Face on Mars and all this stuff. And he worked for NASA. NASA in Hebrew means to deceive. They're telling us, NASA was a big deception. What do I think NASA's doing? Hiding God. Hiding God, hiding the fact that you cannot leave this earth. We're here. It's a confined system, and it is perfect, and it was designed by a creator, a master architect, if you will. Um, but but I don't even like using some of these buzzwords like master architect, because that's a Freemasonic thing, you know, and I find myself saying these things and catching myself, but it is, it's a master architect. It's just not Lucifer, the light bringer, like they would say. It is Yahweh God, the creator. That's how I see it. But yeah, flat earth is definitely a topic that I will table and we'll bring up another time. I do have a question for you, Jeremy, when you were speaking about the Book of Enoch. What are your thoughts in relation to Jesus referencing Enoch in the actual Bible, you know, scripture and other books?
So I'm catching in the Book of Jude, Jude references Enoch, Jude being, I guess, the half-brother of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is there something I'm missing? I don't remember Jesus himself referencing Enoch. Did you get me clear?
Yeah, I'm referring to, I believe it's Matthew. Let me pull it up here. Matthew 22.
And just to address, while you're looking that up, to address something else Patrick said, you know, yeah, I serve the Lord, you know, the Lord God and his son, Jesus Christ. I'm a born again believer. And I analyze politics because that's just what you have to do to navigate and to have these shows. And I analyze politics through a biblical worldview. Patrick Slattery is an agnostic. We do not agree on things of the spiritual nature, but we can have a show together and we can analyze these things from his point of view and me from mine. And we can navigate and discuss. And I think that's what the Lord has called me to do and why he's given me this radio show, is to give people a perspective from a biblical worldview. But I don't serve politics, no.
And it's essentially, it's just saying the same thing that it says in Enoch. So I take it back. It doesn't conclusively, you know, mean that, you know, Jesus spoke of Enoch, but yeah, there's plenty of references to the Apocrypha in, you know, canonized scripture is what I was bringing up.
Well, as I've read the entire Bible several times, and what I've noticed is all 66 books agree with each other in harmony. Jesus read from all of the Old Testament. So these white nationalists that hate the Old Testament, like, I don't get that. They're so... Yeah. They're like, oh, the Old Testament is Jewish. Well, I mean, is it? You know, are Israel Jews? This gets in the Christian identity, which is probably going to be discussed in this show, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm open to discussing it. But, like, the point is that Israel were the good guys in the Old Testament.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Whoever these people are that call themselves Jews, you know, subverted the nation of Israel, and they crucified our Lord. The Book of Acts, the synagogues were the ones that persecuted the Christians. It wasn't Rome. I mean, Rome did later under Nero, sure. That's after Jewish power was taken out, you know, and not to the forefront. But so Jesus quoted from the Old Testament. That's what he had. That was his scripture. And deal with it, white nationalists. Sorry. Also not sorry.
Yeah, I agree. And it is fundamental to understand that Jesus was not a Jew, and the Old Testament is not a Jewish book. Because if you don't understand that, yeah, you're going to find yourself not liking the Old Testament too much if you actually read it and comprehend what it says. Because as Jeremy pointed out, Israel are the good guys. They do become subverted, and they start worshiping at false gods, you know, and you got the golden calf and all that. And, of course, they were subverted by the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You got the money changers in the temple subverting God's will and changing, you know, his temple into a filthy, you know, commercial outpost. So Jesus came to rectify that and to, go ahead.
No, I was going to bring up that, I mean, Herod the Great, which I call Herod the Terrible, you know, that murdered the babies in Bethlehem, he was an Edomite. That's historically provable. And the Romans put, you know, a non-Israeli in charge of the people because this guy has no ethnic ties to the people he's ruling over. And Rome wanted a king that was loyal to them, not loyal to the people. So, I mean, there is something there to maybe modern Jews being Edomites. And this gets me into the whole Christian identity thing. I'm not Christian identity. Like, I'm Irish. I'm from the biblical nation of Gomer, from Noah's son, Japheth. But, like, I don't see any problem with there being white Europeans that did come out of Israel and go into Europe. But you do got to deal with the fact that there were already Europeans in Europe at the time of, you know, of the Bible, of the Old Testament. And so I don't see that all Europeans could be Israel. But if you want to make the case that the majority of them are the Christians are, I wouldn't argue with that.
Yeah. But, I mean, what I think we both agree on is that the Jews are not the Israelites of the Old Testament. Do you not? I mean, maybe you don't agree with that.
So, no, I go with Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, those that say they are Jews, but they're of the synagogue of Satan. These people like Victoria Nuland and Schumer, Anthony Blinken, Myocarditis, that's what I call Marcus, that's in charge of immigration, basically. I mean, these people say they're Jews, right? Gabler, that wrote An Empire of Their Own, talking about how Jews control Hollywood, they call themselves Jews. I don't think they can connect with Israel of the Old Testament. No, I don't know who these people are. But whoever they are, they're our enemies. They're doing white genocide. They're pushing child trannyism, having little boys cut their balls off and girls cut their tits off. I mean, it's absolutely evil and satanic. And whether they're Jews or not, they're of a synagogue of Satan. They have a religious and a genetic connection, and they are against us. So we can agree that they are the enemy. And no, I don't believe they are the Israel of the Old Testament. No.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to just get out of the way, because I figured you didn't. And what also helped me a great deal was getting into the actual Hebrew words and the actual Greek words, instead of looking and just relying on my translation, because in both the King James Bible and the one that I reference all the time, which is called the Literal Concordant Version, and mine's called the Literal Concordant Version, and it's still wrong in places. It still actually extricates whole verses in some places, and the King James Bible is even worse. But is that to say that I don't read from both of these Bibles? No, I do. And I find them to be the best ones out there. But what I'm saying is this. If you look at the word that they reference in the Hebrew for Jew, right? It actually means one of two things, depending on the context of the verse in Scripture and what book it's in. It's going to mean Judean, or it's going to mean Judahite. It doesn't mean Jewish in the modern, you know, thought of what that word means. And that's what I come to believe when I read Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. Those that say they are Jews but are not, they are the synagogue of Satan. They lie, right? And they will ultimately be kissing our feet, says our Lord Jesus Christ. That word does not mean Jew. So, but when you read it, think of it. Now listen to that same verse, right, with Judahite in there. They that call themselves Judahites but are not, they are the synagogue of Satan. They try to inherit our birthright. It's inverting the whole story of Jacob and Esau, because they are pissed. They are angry with themselves, because that is their lot in life. That is their destiny. They are inherently of the serpent seed. This is my belief. And we see it in their characteristics. We see it in what they do. We see it all throughout history, being expelled over 1,000 times, multiple, from Spain, Italy, in different locations, expelled from over 110 host nations. I mean, if you're in school, you know, little Johnny's in school and he gets expelled from school even 12 times, you think his parents are rightfully going to think, what's wrong with Johnny? What's Johnny doing? Or are they going to think each one of these schools is committing the same, you know, atrocities on my child and lying about him? That's these Jews being expelled over and over again. Is it the Jews or is it the places that are expelling them? So that's how I look at you know, Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, is that they are pretending to be us. And Jesus called them out, rightfully so.
This is why it's important for us to do shows together. We agree on so much more than what I thought. Even though I've never really delved into Christian identity, I'm familiar with it. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, good friend of mine, we've been on each other's shows. He's Christian identity. He wrote a great book, The Synagogue of Satan, and it details a lot of the stuff about banking that you're bringing up and that hopefully we'll get back to. Real quick, I got to take Zyklon T to work. So I'll be off for about 10 minutes, but I'm listening.
Okay. You got it. I'll take another call, and you do what you got to do, and we'll be right back after the break.
Broadcast will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm your host, Chris Switzer. We do have Jeremy as a guest, but he's away for a moment, and we will have him on the second hour back again. Before I take the next caller, thank you for holding. I just want to clarify what I said before about Enoch. I brought up Matthew 22, 29 through 30, and earlier in the conversation I referenced Jesus, you know, referencing Enoch, speaking about Enoch, but he didn't say the word Enoch. What I meant is that in that verse, Matthew 22, 29, 30, it says, Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. Why did I mention that? Why is that so relevant? Why is that important? Well, Jesus doesn't lie, right? And he's saying that for in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, right? Well, nowhere in the 66 canonized books of the Bible does it say that angels neither marry nor are given in marriage. Huh. So what did Jesus mean when he said, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures? He's referencing scriptures, right? Well, what's he referencing then if it's nowhere in the 66 books? Well, it's found in 1 Enoch 15, 5 through 7. I'll read it. Therefore, have I given them wives also that they might impregnate them and beget children by them, that thus nothing might be wanting to them on earth. But you were formerly spiritual, living the eternal life and immortal for all generations of the world. And therefore, I have not appointed wives for you, for as for the spiritual ones of the heaven, in heaven is their dwelling. So that's all. I just wanted to bring that up. There are other places, of course, in Joshua that makes a good point for the book of Jasher, and a bunch of other things. So I just wanted to make that clear. And before the break here, we'll bring on Dan, and we'll hold you if we have to. Hey, Dan.
Hello. I'd like to make a comment. I'm a National Socialist, and I'd like to say that the Jews of today are not the Jews of the Bible or the Holy Land. They're of a Turkish-Mongolian extraction.
Mm-hmm.
And, in addition to that, I'd like to say that, I'd like to hear what your comments are on it.
Okay. Well, yeah, no, I definitely, know about the Turkish-Mongolian extraction, a common derogatory term, Turk roaches. So I'm very familiar with that, and I can't disagree with you. And I see the value in National Socialism. I don't know how it would be implemented effectively, efficiently here in America, with our political landscape and everything else. But in Germany, under Hitler and the Third Reich, it worked very well. He brought 6 million jobless back into jobs, and it was done right. And the bankers did not like one bit of what he was doing. So I find that a very relevant piece of information.
And I have old friends from Germany, and they say that life was very good under the Third Reich.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's the end of the hour. Stay tuned. We will return right after the break. Thanks again for the call, Dan.
Bye. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.